We help transfer sacks to other truck,
said Dwight. Turl had never intended that.
No,
he said, making wide, explicit motions, rather hard to see in the dark.
We just swap trucks. You get it? I keep your truck, you take this truck.
The three Scots piled out of the huge cab of the cyclo truck they had brought and got into Turl's. Dunaldin took the controls. He started the motors and made a wide sweep in the street, turning back the way they had come. Turl stood with a waiting smile upon his mouth bones. The truck went up to the corner and turned into a side street, out of sight of Turl. Dunaldin hastily punched in the numbers to keep it going down the slope. He looked sideways to make sure Dwight and the other Scot had the door open.
Go!
He barked. The other two dove out the door. Dunaldin shot his own door open and in a rolled fall hit the soft turf of the street. He glanced back. The other two were up and running for cover, a pair of darker blurs in the dark. He yanked an anti-heat detector shield out of his belt and began to run to an alley. He made it. The flatbed went on down the street for another 100 yards. It exploded with a battering, violent concussion that blew in the buildings on both sides of the street. Back at the gold-laden flatbed, Turl chuckled. He could hear the patter of pieces beginning to hit as they returned to Earth for blocks around. There was a roaring sigh as some buildings collapsed. He was pleased. He would have been more pleased if the animal had been in it. He didn't have to go and look. He wouldn't have found anything anyway. The distance-fused demolition charge had been placed under the cab seats. Turl got in the laden truck and drove to the smelter he had rigged. He had done number 5 of 7 alternate, possible actions in booby-trapping and sending the truck back. It had been dicey pre-calculating the options. The teams in anti-heat capes drew back from the surrounding buildings. They collected Dunaldin and the other two and went off for stage 2. Would they be this fortunate next time? Dicey indeed, outguessing a mad cyclone.